This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration has just handed bigger businesses an extension. Companies with 50 or more employees can wait until 2015 to set up a health insurance plan. The original idea was for penalties to begin this January. We're less than 3 months away from the day enrollment starts for the health insurance exchanges set up under the Affordable Care Act. One of the goals is to make health care cheaper, in part by cracking down on fraud and abuse. So you might be surprised to hear the agency responsible for that is facing a 20% drop in staff, Sarah McCammon reports.
It's an agency with a long name and a big job, the Office of Inspector General at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's in charge of tracking down payment errors and fraud and getting that money back. Last fiscal year, the office found nearly $7 billion in money that should be recovered, mostly on behalf of Medicare and Medicaid. Tony Lasasso is a health economist at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Until recently, he says the government followed a pay-and-chase model for catching fraud.
They write checks, and then they look and they see, well, you know, we shouldn't have paid this. Now let's go try to chase them down.
Lasasso says the agency has been moving toward trying to find red flags before cutting a check. But now the Office of Inspector General is under a hiring freeze, and officials say 1,200 fraud complaints went unresolved last year because of a lack of resources.
That's pure loss to taxpayers. That's money that could and should be spent on other services.
Services like, well, better health care. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.